So let's review. The Gemara continues with the next part of the Mishnah. Nikdim Roshay, pasul. If the top was clipped off, it is pasul. Rav Huna says only clipped is invalid, but nista kosher, split is valid. Rashi says split here means that the tips of the leaves split open. The Gemara asks from a braisa that states, kafuf, kovitz, saduk, okum, demilamagal, chorus, bent, barbed, split, curved like a sickle, and hardened are all pasul. Apparently, split is pasul. Amra papa, b'd'avid kehemnik. The braisa is speaking of a lulav that was split like a tool with a forked end shaped like a letter Y. But if it is merely split, the lulav is kasher. Regarding akum dem lamagal, amar rav, lo emarne lefanav, aval achar briyasehu. The lulav is only possible if it is curved forward. But if it curves backward, that is a natural form and it is kosher. Amar rav Nachman, let's dodin kilefanav dami, v'amri lo kilachrav dami. Rav Nachman says if it curves to the side, it's like it curves forward and it is possible. Others say it's like it curves backwards and it is kosher. V'amar rav, hay lulav desalik b'chad hutza, bal mumhu upasal. A lulav, which as Rashi explains, shekol olav mitzad echad, its leaves are all on one side, is pasul. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. Nifritzu olav pasul. If the leaves were ripped off, it is pasul. Nifridu olav kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Imer yagdenem el malo. If the leaves were separated, the Tanakhama says it's kasher, but Rabbi Yehuda says you must tie it together at the top. Amra papa, nifritzu da'avid kichufya. Nifridu de ifrud ifrude. When the Mishnah says nifritzu olav, it means the leaves were completely detached and tied back onto the spine like an old-fashioned straw broom. Nifridu olav means that they are still attached to the spine, but they're spread out like tree branches. Bayra papa, nechlka hatayem es mahu. If the center twin leaf was split in two, is the lulav kosher or pasul? The Gemara tries to bring a proof from Rabbi Shuban Levi, who said if nitla hatayem es, it was missing, it is pasul. So the same rule must apply if it's split. However, the Gemara differentiates. If the tiyemis is missing, the lulav is chaser. Part of it is missing and therefore pasul. However, if it's merely split, perhaps it's kosher. In another version, Rabbi Shimon Levi explicitly said, Nechlka tiyemis nase kimishanit la tiyemis upasul. If the tiyemis was split, it's as if the tiyemis was removed and it's pasul. We return to Nifridu olav kasher. B'Yuda Eimer yagdenu milmala. If the leaves were separated, Tanakama says it's kasher. B'Yuda says you must tie it together at the top. The Braisa explains, B'Yuda Eimer mishum rib tarfin, kapos tamar, which literally means branches of the palm, but can also be read as kafus, tied up, to teach imhoyu parad yichtesena, if it was spread apart, you should tie it up. The Gemara next explains why we identify kapos tamar as the lulav, by eliminating other possible parts of the palm tree. Kapos tamar cannot be referring to charusa, a hardened branch, because be'ina kafus v'leka, it must be fit for tying. It cannot be ufsa, a log from the trunk of the tree, because kafis machlal de ikaparit, the high kafis v'aymid. Kafis implies that it could become separate. The log is permanently in a state of tied and can never separate. It cannot be kufra, which Rashi says refers to a palm shoot that has begun to harden, but could still be tied back, because derchel darchinayi machal nisiba seha shalom. The ways of the Torah are pleasant and all of its paths are peace. A kufra has thorns and it would be unpleasant to hold it. It cannot be tarti kapi de tamri, two clusters of dates which are referred to as kapi, similar to kapis, because kapis ksim. Pasuk spells kapis without the vav, which can be read as kapas, in the singular form of the word, not two of anything. It cannot mean chada, one cluster of dates, because lahu kaf karle. One cluster is called kaf, not kapis, therefore we must identify kapis tamar as the lulav, a flexible palm branch. The Gemara continues and explains the next phrase of the Mishnah. Tzini har harbaros l'ksheres. The palms of the iron mountain are kosher. Amar Abaya. Lo yishanu ele shereshe shel zeh magil letzad ikore shel zeh. Abel ein reshe shel zeh magil letzad ikore shel zeh pasul. These are lulav kosher only if the top of one leaf reaches the base of the next leaf. If not, they're pasul. The Mishnah concluded. Lulav sheyesh b'shlosh tfachim kedei lenanea boi kosher. A lulav that is three tfachim long to shake it is kosher. The Gemara modifies this measurement based on the following teaching. Amar Yehuda Mishmol, Shir Hadas Varava Shleisha V'lulav Arba, Kedei Shei Lulav Yitzim and Hadas Tefach. The Hadasim Varavas must be at least three tefachim long, and the lulav must be at least four tefachim in height. so that it will protrude at least one tefach above the hadasim arabis. The spine of the lulav must extend the tefach above the hadas. Based on this teaching, we must read the Mishnah as follows. Lulav sheyesh b'shleisha tefachim v'kedei l'naneya b'yikasha. A lulav that has three tefachim in length plus at least another tefach, by which the shaking of the lulav will be noticeable, is kosher. Zok the Mishnah. Hadas ha-gazel b'ha-yavish pasal, shalashir b'shalandachas pasal. A stolen or dry hadas is pasal. One from an ashero or an erenidachas is pasal. The reasons for these disqualifications are the same as for the lulav. The Gemara cites a brayso which identifies the hadas. The pasuk says, "V'lakachnu lechem v'yemirishin pre-eitz hader kapes tamar v'naf eitz aviz v'arvei nachal." These phrases refer to the arba minim, the four species known as estrig, lulav, hadasim, aravas. The phrase "anaf eitz aviz," a shoot of a braided tree, refers to the hadasim, which are enough of chayfenes eitzay. The leaves cover the branches by overlapping each other, giving the appearance of a braid. It cannot be referring to zeis, an olive tree, because be'inan avas v'leka, it needs to be plaited, which is like braided, and the leaves of an olive tree are not like that. It cannot be dulva, a chestnut tree, because be'inan anaf of chayfen eseitze v'leka. We need to have the leaves covering the branches, and the branches of the chestnut tree are not like that. It cannot be hirduf, the hirduf branch, because amabaye d'rched achaynay v'leka. The hirduf is prickly and not pleasant to hold. Rav Amahacha, ha'emes v'ashal mahebu. The pasuk says, love truth and peace, and the hirduf is poisonous to animals and a contradiction to truth and peace. Tana, eitz avis kasher, v'shein avis pasal. A hadas which is kalua kemin kliya v'doyma l'shal shelas. Plated like a braid and similar to a chain by overlapping each other is kosher. If it's not so, it's pasal. Hechidami avis, amr b'hudah, v'hudi kaimi tlasa tlasa tarfe bikina. Clusters of three leaves each come out at the same level along the stem. Rav Kahana Amar, afila trevachad. Even if only two come out on the same level, while the third comes out a bit lower, but it does not overlap the other two leaves, it's also kosher. A maimer called this a hadas shaita, a deranged myrtle, and it is pasul. Tarabon, nashur rov olav v'nishtar by miut kosher. Ubavachte avvisa kayemis. If most of the leaves fell off and only the minority remain, it is kosher, as long as it still appears plated. This apparently contradicts itself, because if two of the three leaves fell off, it cannot appear plated. Then the Gemara says they can only be speaking about Asa Mitzra, translated as a border myrtle or an Egyptian myrtle. The Kaim is Shiva Bechatkina, the Chinasri Abba Pashul Klasa. It has seven leaves in each cluster. Even the majority, four leaves fall off, there would still be three left to form the plating. Abai adds that there is no issue of Shem Levi, an added description, because Eitz Avis Amr Achman Mikal Makim. Any plated branch is acceptable. The Gemara cites a braisa that says a hadas with mostly dry leaves, but at least three stems remain moist, is kosher as long as those three are at the top of the branch. There's a major machlekes rishayim as to the pshat of this Gemara, which is beyond the scope of our review.